Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, October 28th. This is the city, Chicago. It was cool. My name is Surratt. I was working the early shift at radio station WGN. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant Haynes, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Well, it's the first Friday I've been here where it still is literally dark. I mean, you can't see any of the sun coming up. It hasn't started brightening up.
It's light now, but dark early and dark early in the evening. Right. And wait till we move the clocks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, when we move the clocks, that, and I work midnights, it means that basically I spend my entire life in darkness. I sleep during the daylight hours.
But fortunately, you get busy investigating various restaurants for us. And yeah. You were busy this week, I know.
I was. It was actually one of the benefits of having days off canceled. They sent me down to the south side to work, so I get to go to different restaurants.
Nice.
And thankfully, Kathy Quilty suggested a few restaurants, and one of them was A.V. Anthony's at 4720 West 63rd Street.
Was this a listener?
Yeah.
Who recommended this?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, we'll give your email address in a second here. Tell us about this place.
Well, it's a hot dog stand. It's right across the street from Midway Airport, which, you know, for somebody who grew up by O'Hare Airport, the fact that you can be right across the street from an airport is a little strange. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was there on a nice night. You could sit outside and you can eat your hot dog, and the planes come so close that you think you can hit it with an onion ring, but you can't. I tried.
You did.
I tried. It didn't work out. But it reminded me of
like a frisbee.
Yeah, but being there, 63rd Street in Cicero, it reminds me of the Wayne's World movie where they're sitting out on their car and waiting for the planes to come right over.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like, geez, I don't know how you lived on there.
Were you on the hood of the car or actually in the hot dog stand?
No, I was in the hot dog place. But it's so they have your basic hot dog stand, your hot dog stand basics is what mm-hmm. I call them, you know, mm-hmm. your stuff. But they also have they have the Chicago hot dog, including one combo where you can buy five hot dogs and fries that come with them.
What?
Yeah, it's like, you know how you can nowadays they have places you can get two hot dogs and order fries. Well, this is like if you bring your whole family and they all want hot dogs, you could just order one fell swoop. You can order all five hot dogs. So, or, you know, if you're really hungry.
Yeah, I guess.
And they also have, what do you call it? Italian beef and sausage and a great meatball sub. They have a great meatball sub, which is not, it's a little unusual for hot dog stands, but mm-hmm. it used to be normal. So I included that in my hot dog basics.
Now, this sounds like a menu that's much more extensive than your normal hot dog joint.
Well, yeah. So once we get past the hot dog basics, what really is fun about this place is they have a whole other menu. They have the seafood, and they have fried shrimp, which is, you know, a lot of places have it nowadays. But they also have, like, cod and a perch dinner. So it's like, you know, Friday, well, I mean, we're kind of far away from Lent. But still, on Fridays, you know, you don't want to eat meat or meatless Mondays. You can go over there and have some good fish. And then they have a whole Grecian part of the menu, too.
No kidding.
In addition to gyros, which actually most people believe is Grecian, and the meat and spices are, but the gyros, the way we know it, where they cut it off the slab, that was invented right here in Chicago, damn it. So, but they also have chicken and pork shish kebabs, which is great. And I'm gonna. There's a little bit of people who would understand this in Hegwisch, but their recipe, it's not as good as the Drago pork chop shish kebabs, but it's almost as good.
Drago's,
yeah. When we were growing up, I had some cousins that lived down in Hegwisch, and we would get 5 pounds of Drago's shish kebabs and make them on the grill. And they, you can either get them made there, or you can just bring them home in a big bag and
never,
throw them on the
Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody supposedly has the recipe somewhere, but I don't know which restaurant has that yet.
Now this is one of those places, I'm sure, that they do a lot of parties, too, right?
Well,
with this menu?
Yeah, they do. And so you can order a whole tray of... you know, you can order whatever they have. You can they have a whole catering menu, and you can order a tray of their hot dogs or their ribs or whatever if you want to have a party or if you want to send it over to the police station. You know,
always welcome.
Always, you can send over a tray of shish kebabs. Well, let's see. This is in the did I play what this is? I think this is in the 8th district, so you can send it over to the 8th district.
AV Anthony's, 4720 West 63rd Street in Chicago.
Yeah, nobody knows what the AV is for. I asked everybody there.
Why don't you get one of your detective colleagues to work on that? We'll take a break here, and then I can't wait to get to the evidence you brought in from this place. Diner and Donuts, and this is the largest donut I've ever seen in my life. More with Lieutenant David Haynes. And what's the email to get in touch with you again?
It's beatcopsguide@gmail.com, and the... don't forget the S, beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
WGN. Lieutenant David Haynes has been patrolling the south side this week. Can't wait to hear the results of your investigations, Lieutenant.
Yeah, well, way south for this one. All the way down by 111. Do you know there's 111 streets in Chicago to the south?
It's another world for us north siders.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what my father used to say when I was a kid about why the South Side streets are all numbers and letters. But
something you can't say on the air?
Something that will offend some of your listeners, I'm sure. But
all right. Well, people can email you, and you can email them back and let them know.
I went to Huck Finn's, and this is one of those places that we talked about before the pandemic, although there's three locations. We talked about the one on Archer. And, you know, some of these places I just wanted to check in to see if they're still there and how they're doing. And, and Huck Finn's all the way down at 10501 South Cicero.
A lot of numbers.
In Oak Lawn. Yeah. And Cicero, by the way, down there is like a 4-lane highway.
Yeah.
It's not like by my house where it's, you know, a couple of lanes. It's I was genuinely afraid because they're driving at 100 miles an hour down there, too.
You were afraid?
Well, I was pulling out of the parking lot. That's all. Once I was in the traffic, I was okay. But
Huck
so
Finn's,
I went down there.
Huck Finn's.
Yeah, and I know you said you walked past the donuts downstairs because you knew I was bringing donuts, but I didn't. I only brought one donut.
I've never seen a donut. what is it like in circumference? A foot?
Yeah, it's about, I think it's 12 inches. And the thing is, they have it at Huck Finn's. They have regular donut sizes, and I brought a couple of those. And then they have Texas sized donuts, which are twice the size of regular donuts. And then what I brought in is the Alaska donut, which, just like the state of Alaska, it's 2.5 times bigger than the size of Texas. This donut is 2.5 times the size of a Texas donut. So, yeah.
Well, what does one of these go for?
It was like, I think they're $12, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well,
for one donut. But
well, you can share it with 12 people.
Right. It literally is. It's a dozen donuts all rolled up into one. And I got the one that's half chocolate, half glazed. So, you know, kind of like those chocolate vanilla cookies, you know,
living,
living next to each other in harmony.
Well, you'll be glazed if you eat one of these.
Yeah,
and better share it.
By the way, you can add ice cream to their donuts down there for a real artery clogging treat.
So, this is more than just a donut place, though, isn't it?
It is, and this is so. Huck Finn's is a full on diner, and they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The one in Oak Lawn is still open 24 hours. The other two are not.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's about 5 help wanted signs down at Huck Finn's. I was there a half an hour ago, and they're very nice and cheerful at 4 o'clock in the morning. But they also have all kinds of help wanted signs. So if you're looking for a job, Huck Finn's.
Every place needs help these days.
And they have great biscuits and gravy.
Oh, I love biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, it's always my go-to when I try a new place. Is the first the biscuits and gravy, and the second is the corned beef if they have it.
Corned beef
hash.
Oh yeah,
And they're very actually. There's not that many places that have both. and or do both well.
And usually you have to go down south for some good biscuits and gravy. But these are good?
Yeah, these are very good. Mm-hmm. You know, the key is more pepper. You know, peppery gravy, and that's that makes biscuits.
And a good biscuit. Yeah, fresh biscuit. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and they also have hot sandwiches. And by hot sandwiches, I mean the open-faced sandwiches, like the turkey open-faced sandwich and the meatloaves. I love those, man. I used to have those growing up, you know, at the places down by Wrigley Field. They used to all have them, those little diners.
Yeah, not too many of them left.
No, there's not many left, but they have good sandwiches there.
Good to know. Huck Finn's, 10501 South Cicero in Oak Lawn. Get a meatloaf sandwich there.
Yeah.
The news on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. The lieutenant has restaurant news for us right now.
Yeah, can I talk about something that's a little tangentially about food?
Sure.
For some reason, I've been reading a lot of weird pushback against every year at this time. Police come out and they say, you know, make sure you check your kids' candy when you go out trick-or-treating. And for some reason, this year, there's a big pushback because it has to do with the fentanyl coming in and everything. And, you know, it's not likely your kids are going to get fentanyl. But it's a very good idea to check your kids' candy.
Yeah, why not?
You don't have to prove you're nice by assuming that all the strangers handing your kids candy are okay.
Right.
And it's also a great touch. I mean, we both have kids. It's a great touchstone as a parent to be able to check your kids' candy, to have them all dump it out, to get all excited. But you're teaching them patience. Wait till mom and dad look at it. And on the off chance that something is bad, something you might catch it. And plus, you can steal all the Kit Kats if you want while they're not looking. But it's a one in a billion chance that some stranger out there is going to try and hurt your kids. But if you think it can never happen, the Chicago Tribune has a story about the Tylenol murders. I'm old enough to remember the terror that was going on. I mean, when we were kids, you know, it's
No downside to checking.
It's no downside. Right. And it actually is a lot of fun. And yeah, especially if you have more than one kid, because then they trade while you're doing it. I remember with fondness checking my kids' candy.
My daughter, when she was little, would hide the Reese's because she knew that's what I wanted. I would say, "You didn't get your Reese's?" And, yeah, they were hidden, so I couldn't get at it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right.
Hey, let's be careful out here.